This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here. Welcome to my world, which includes this big, I feel like I've got the whole world in my hands. One thing I am enthusiastic about, though, those of you who have listened to me for years and years and years know that I have been an unabashed fan of the space program. And part of that responsibility lies in my friendship with Jay Honeycutt, who was the former director of the shuttle program and the former director at the Kennedy Space Center. He was a very important part of all the Apollo events of this past weekend, and I've invited him to spend some time with us, and he's going to do that in a few moments, talking about the events and some of the people, all of the reality that was and still is Apollo 11. First, though, Jennifer's got to focus on Brexit and where all that is at the moment.
Well, there's an update. Theresa May has resigned, and we know that she's just been kind of taking up residence without being able to really contribute anything, and there has been a back-and-forth war as to who will take over for her. And it seems that it's all but official that Boris Johnson will be announced as the leader of the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom and will then become, therefore, the country's next prime minister. It matters because the face of the campaign to leave the European Union in 2016 will be, he'll be that vote that happened in 2016.
2019, yeah, right, okay.
Yes, the vote in 2016, it's now his job to figure out how to solve the puzzle that Theresa May couldn't solve for three different years. It's actually even said to plunge the United Kingdom into quite a political crisis, trying to figure out what exactly to do.
Well, it's also just a political crisis. It's an economic crisis.
That's
and,
true.
And without Donald Trump having negotiated a very quiet, most favored nation status and clause with Britain, they'd be facing a much worse future than they, frankly, are facing now. It's not as bad thanks to Trump. The Democrats aren't talking about this, but this is, you know, I'm ambidextrous when it comes to politics. I don't like either party, and I don't like a lot of things that most of them do. But the practical side of this keeps the Brits from going down the, you know, the old, what is that, the sound of the all the water draining out of the room?
Oxygen.
Yeah, right.
Well, Boris Johnson is the person that President Trump wanted to take the job, and it's going to be Boris's job to create or recreate that relationship that has tarnished a bit between Theresa May and Donald Trump. He is a Trump-ish character, I guess. He goes from controversy to controversy, according to reports
kind of
and
jerk.
Reviews from the United Kingdom. But he has a lot of support within the country. So it'll be interesting to see how he does, if he's able to come up with something that will help figure out Brexit. Aside from Brexit, his political positions tend to be center-right, and his personality is what's really kind of brought him to the table. He's kind of crazy. People like to watch him, I guess. He's entertaining. He's polarizing, and people seem to like what he has done.
Why do people like that? Why do people like people who are polarizing?
Because it's different. I think it's different. I think for a lot, well, I think having a personality really matters. Now, if you look at our last presidential elections, the person with that it factor won every time. Bush had the it factor over Al Gore. Well, actually, we even go back to Clinton. Clinton had the it factor over George H.W. George W. had it over Al Gore. President Obama had it over Hillary, and Trump had it over Hillary. So
George Bush and Al Gore, there's a combo of who's the least
boring.
Hey,
but who, you know, the question is, who do you want to sit down and have a beer with? And the answer was George W.
Either
Bush.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it does matter to people, but he's going to have his chance, and we'll see what he can do.
All right. So that's the Brexit update. In a moment, we get an update from a person who really, you could argue, sort of behind the scenes made most of what happened, not only with the Apollo program, but as we went into the shuttle years. Jay Honeycutt was the guy behind the scene that not many people knew was the guy who was pushing all of this stuff to make it happen. So we'll talk to him about the Apollo 11 experience in just a matter of moments here on the TJB program.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
PolyDent!
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
14 past the hour here on the DJV program. You have heard me talk in glowing terms a lot, especially this last week or two, about the Apollo 11 program. The whole space program, as far as I'm concerned, has put us in a place where we are better. And I don't say that jingoistically. I just say it because we have some of the best minds in the world. Although our space program didn't start with an American, it started with Wernher von Braun, who was the developer of the jet propulsion systems that the Nazis tried to use in World War II. As soon as World War II was over, von Braun was snatched up by the Americans and thus helped us to get a leg up, if you will, on how to get into space. Here's another person who, in my estimation, and he'll laugh about it, but he's his Texas drawl, don't let that fool you. He was a guy from pretty much the beginning who found the astronauts, the early astronauts, he knew all of them, worked his way up the system, was in charge of the shuttle program, and then became the chief operating officer at Kennedy. Which, and now I'm trying to go back in my years, my file. I can't even remember how long I've known you. Jay Honeycutt is with us. He's been all around this weekend at Kennedy with the celebrations of Apollo 11. So do you think they overdid it? Or was this all, pretty appropriate? What did you think about, first of all, the things that have gone on in the last couple of weeks?
It's been pretty exciting. It's been the sort of spread around the country. There have been some stuff in Washington and some out in Houston. I'm still down here in Florida at the neighborhood of the Kennedy Space Center, and we've had one ceremony that honored the workers of the program, the pad techs and the engineers that worked night and day to get all that stuff done. We had a big gala out at the Saturn V facility. If any of your listeners ever get a chance to come down this way, certainly they should go through the Saturn V facility. And it's pretty cool to have a dinner sitting underneath that big rocket. And then on Saturday, the vice president was here. So we've had our share of excitement down here at the Cape as well. As far as when I first met you, I'm thinking it's in the very early 90s. I came down here from Houston in 89, and it was shortly after that you and I met. And
the guy who ran Johnson, Gabby, wasn't his way? I'm trying to remember. What was
George
that guy?
Abbey,
he was,
yeah.
George Abbey. That was it. What a character. So he invited me to come over there. And because my program is broadcast on the station that covers the Space Coast, you listen to me and you called and got a hold of me somehow. I remember the first conversation we had was, that guy over there, that's over there. You got to come to the real Space Center.
That's about the way I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
As well.
Yeah. So anyway, I went over and got to know you, and I consider you one of my great friends, mostly because of the things that we did together to sort of support what was going on. Where were you during the launch of, what was your job during Apollo 11?
Well, during Apollo, I was in mission simulations. Our group trained the flight control team and the crew in sort of integrated simulations, which were basically practice missions. And so I supported each one of the lunar missions in that role. And then when the flight would come, they'd give me a job supporting one of the back rooms as well during the flight.
Who are you closest to?
Of the Apollo guys, Father Charlie Duke is my favorite. He was a Capcom on Apollo 11. I was trying to figure out what kinds of exercises we needed to run for the crew, and the flights run on a set of things called mission rules and flight techniques, in which they determine both what they're going to do, and then the flight rules say, well, if something goes wrong in the means, what steps will we take to recover from it? And they have a bunch of reviews of those, and Charlie and I would always sit side by side and decide that this issue or that issue was one that we ought to expose the crew to and the flight control team and see how they reacted to it. So I mean, you had a bunch of personalities in the spacecraft. You had a bunch of personalities in the mission control room. And our job was to blend them into a team that recognized who had what responsibilities and had trust in the other one, as well as themselves, to do the right thing when the right thing was necessary.
One of the great things about
if you watch Apollo 13, you sort of see that. You sort of see that in action.
Yeah. Well, certainly a fabulous experience for you and for us to hear the recount of it as we can, and just the attention that has been paid to this in Washington and down where you are at the Cape. It's just a wonderful, the brightest spot, I think, in my life and around the world. Brought the world together that day. Jay, thanks. Jay Honeycutt, former director of the Kennedy Space Center, here regarding Apollo 11 and the 50th anniversary.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A little instinct in this. I guess that's appropriate. As the music biopics continue to trend, thanks to the success of Bohemian Rhapsody and Rocket Man, which wasn't quite as successful, but still a great picture. There's another focus. Controversial mogul going to get the spotlight now. The rise and epic fall of boy band impresario Lou Pearlman, who was behind the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and O-Town, will be told in a new biopic called TransCon. Songwriters Desmond Child and Andreas Carlson, who wrote several signature 90s pop hits that were done by the Backstreet Boys, like I Want It That Way, NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, Britney Spears' Born to Make You Happy, going to write new music for the film's soundtrack. The producers, I always love this song. I don't know why, I just always have loved this song. Producers have optioned Brian Burrow's Vanity Fair story, Mad About the Boys, and Tyler Gray's nonfiction book, The Hit Charade, to serve as the basis for the true crime tale of glory and greed. Known as Big Papa, Pearlman swindled investors out of $500 million. This is a bad guy. He died a couple of years ago. Served a 25-year sentence in federal prison for conspiracy, money laundering, making false statements to the government. The producers say Pearlman indisputably changed the course of popular music before unraveling in an unprecedented manner.
And I mean, it's true. NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all of that music is so lasting. I still listen to it and I still love it. But the question I have is, who called him Big Papa? Because if I was one of these,
apparently,
like,
all of them did.
If I was a 17-year-old boy in a boy band and this guy was going around and I was calling him Big Papa, that is a red flag to me. That sounds creepy.
I think there was some other creepy stuff. Wasn't there some sexual stuff with him, too?
I would not be surprised.
Right?
Like, I don't want to say that, but I feel like I remember hearing something.
In this era of Epstein et al. And Weinstein et al. And everybody else et al. Yeah, this guy was a dirty pig. And because of my, I guess, insight into the insides even though I'm not a disc jockey anymore, a lot of the people in the record business and the radio business, I know about these guys. And Perlman was a no good.
Well, it'll make for an interesting movie, I'm sure.
Give it a little more.
Because Lance Bass, we talked about it a couple months ago, back in the spring, we talked about Lance Bass doing a documentary called The Boy Band Con. That premiered at South by Southwest, and that was all interviews with some of the boy band members and their parents of what was actually going on. And these guys were on the road touring, like, almost all year, and they didn't even get paid.
Yeah.
And then when they complained, he gave them a check for $10,000 or something horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be an interesting movie.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Other music news here. This is the time each hour when we have a focus on music on the DJV program. So Victoria, Kara, and Doug now with insight on the Goo Goo Dolls and their new album. They're back! Announcing their upcoming 12th studio album called Miracle Pill, which is supposed to be out in September. And in celebration of that, the band is going to work on this new single, which has been unveiled, Money, Fame, and Fortune. Let me listen to this. You can pre-order Miracle Pill on the band's site. GooGooDolls.com.
You have an uncanny knack for going to songs when the music
starts. Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Right to the intermission, if you will. Alright, so anyway, Money, Fame, and Fortune at Goo Goo Dolls. Said again, GooGooDolls.com. 28 after the hour.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
As more and more rural hospitals close their doors, access to air medical services is becoming a matter of life or death. In recent years, due to insurers paying significantly less, these services are at risk, and many patients have faced surprise medical bills. Legislation currently in front of Congress, which aims to eliminate surprise billing, would increase air medical base closures by forcing an insufficient and financially unsustainable median network rate reimbursement on providers. Seth Myers of Global Medical Response, the largest air medical service provider in the country.
In the middle of a crisis, patients shouldn't worry about whether their transport's covered by their insurance. Our objective has always been to keep the patient out of the middle. We're very willing to work with the insurers and the government on solutions to ensure access to these life-saving services is available to patients without the fear of a surprise bill.
For more information, visit www.globalmedicalresponse.com/protect-patients.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No, I'm not going to be watching.
President Trump at the White House asked by reporters if he will be watching Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Probably. Maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding.
And the president goes on to tell reporters,
the Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 18 points to close at 27,171. The NASDAQ gaining 57 points. The S&P 500 up 8 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebel Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
After the hour now, fighting truth decay every day, the DJV way, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara at the controls in our studio in Washington. So the focus is on, well, some of the things that are a part of the summer, some travel news. I'm going to bring us up to date on a couple of those items. First, though, Victoria takes us into the Department of Justice and the movement on prisoner reform. Is that what this is, part of prisoner reform?
Part of it, yep. The Department of Justice has announced a major step forward in implementing a new criminal justice reform law. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen said at a press conference on Friday, starting today at prisons around the country, nearly 3,100 inmates are being released from BOP custody due to the increase in good time credits, which sounds kind of fun, but it just means that you're well-behaved, and that reduces their sentencing under the First Step Act.
Does that mean the situation is getting out today? He's behaved well, hasn't he?
He has. Actually, that's a good question. I don't know if this really applies to...
I don't know who exactly...
Yeah, I don't know that the country club guys are getting out early. I think this is part of the First Step Act, which is the prison reform law that has that was signed into law last year. It was a bipartisan act. This famously, we remember Kim Kardashian being a part of this, Van Jones, and
well,
being at the White House.
Well, people getting out of jail... That did drug,
yeah,
low level
offenses
and all
right.
of that stuff that
yeah,
should never have gone to jail in the first place.
Exactly, and there, prison reform is something that we desperately need in this country. And luckily, there has been a bit of a spotlight put on it. And so, the Justice Department has actually been criticized for being too slow to put these new rules into practice since it's been over a year since the law was signed. Mm-hmm. And so, Jeffrey Rosen said that the act will be implemented fully and on time. He also mentioned that the department redirected $75 million from the Bureau of Prisons to fund the law for this fiscal year. Now, not all of the 3,100 people being released are going home right away. A third of them are subject to detainers, meaning that they'll either be transferred from federal prison to state prison to serve out their sentence in state prisons, or they'll be sent to immigration court if that is applicable. So, but it is, I think it is definitely a step in the right direction, and we've heard so many horrible stories of these low-level people, you know, marijuana charges, selling some joints, and they get 30 years in jail. I mean, it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous.
Well, part of it is, in my estimation, the thuggery that goes on, the tough guys. I'm a cop, I'm a tough guy, you know, stuff like that. We're going to get the bad guys, and they don't.
Well, really, and judges, too, disproportionately sentence minorities on these drug charges way more than whites.
It's not like they're sitting in jail with a joint. Some of them, it's about their priors. It's about their past life. It's about maybe this was the latest step in what has been a life that they had, you know, maybe some theft or previous drug charges. That it doesn't all. It's
not
always
though,
just first time. Not
so
all, but
stories,
I also don't want to say that some people are in there in it like everybody's in there just for holding a joint. So
but there have been so many first time offenders who have been. The judges have literally thrown the maximum sentence at them, and it just doesn't make any sense.
What bothers me more than anything about all of this is the sort of scrutiny that police get or don't get. There are the whole theme behind this television show, City on a Hill, is corruption in the police department. And there's a show, I think, starting this year on another level that basically focuses on how much corruption there has been over the years. Police work leads itself if you're not morally or sensibly grounded. Police work can lead itself to sort of a compromise in one's thinking, depending on how you look at the world. And so the thing that bothers me is that we have this black and white. You know, all cops are good, and if you criticize them, you're bad. And then the other people who say all cops are bad, and that's not true. What we lose sight of in this, and it isn't just the cops, it's the people who are, once the police get done their work, the people have to prosecute these people. And what they look for, statistically, it just what rolls around in my head is how much of this, the good work that's done by good police gets lost. And it bothers me. It really, I mean, you can hear it in my tone to hear this oneness of, we have to respect the cops. No, we don't, because some cops are not worth respecting. Any more than the people in the military. Oh, we salute you for your service. There are some people in the service that don't deserve to be saluted, that are corrupt. And they have turned this all around. It's the good guys versus the bad guys. And it's very hard sometimes to tell who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And in this circumstance, where we have so much, this thing has been handled badly in so many ways because of whatever, even political gains that are made by people who want to run. I mean, you look at the president, all these people, how many of them came from attorney general jobs or legal, they're all lawyers and stuff, and there's no balance. Maybe that's what I'm focused on. It's so hard to find a balance here, and it's very frustrating because there's no way in the world
that somebody who smokes a joint ought to go spend 3 years in jail. It's not something I do, but there's no crime. Nobody's got hurt. The only way you should be in jail is if you've committed a crime that harms somebody else. Even if you've committed a crime that is by definition something that was wrong, then looking at how it's mitigated or adjudicated, what do? If you're Bernie Madoff or some of these other people that have stolen lots of money, maybe he's not a good example because I think he probably does belong in jail. But some others who have done things, we talk about this all the time, who ought not to see a day. What is the situation in jail for? Why is he in jail?
Tax evasion. Why? And you know what? It's interesting. But listen, this will make you furious. Okay. So Jen and I are caught up now on Jersey Shore, the current season, where he's talking about he is the first person in the country to ever actually get jail time for the level of offense that he committed. That's ridiculous. Yeah. They literally made an example of him. Because he's a celebrity or pseudo celebrity, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous.
Wrong. It's wrong. Just wrong. All right, so that's enough on that. It bothers me. That stuff bothers me. The immigration situation also is a bother. Citizenship and the Immigration Service announcing that the naturalization test updated now for the first time in the past 10 years. The agency said it's revising the test in order to, quote, ensure it continues to serve as an accurate measure of a naturalization applicant's civic knowledge, and it reflects best practices in adult education assessments. What does that mean? What are these people supposed to know? Some of them can't even speak English, which is, I think, a problem. I think that ought to be part of the test, frankly. Most of the changes affect the civic portion of the exam. I bet you that many of our kids who were born and went to school here couldn't pass this exam.
That's been proven. They've done studies on that where American-born kids can't pass that test.
Yeah.
It actually, statistically, they say that people who are naturalized citizens actually know more because they have to study. Yeah,
yeah.
They know more. Yep.
Yeah. What does that say about us?
It's not great.
That's
and civics is missing in our classrooms. We talk about that a lot.
Right. We don't know how government works, Jennifer. People are coming through school, they have no idea how the government works. And how did that happen? How is it, I'm cynical about this. The government.
Well, the conspiracy theory to me says that they don't want us to know how it works.
No, they don't. That's the point. You're right. They don't want us to know how it works so they can have ignoramuses voting for people running for office who are also ignoramuses. And so then we have everything, nothing to gain and everything to lose. We are not putting our best selves forward and living our best lives in this circumstance because we have mediocrity in the school system and we keep talking. I mean, the ridicule, when I ridicule somebody who supposedly is a teacher doing the job, it fails to hit the right note. There's so much politics being taught in school. Right way of thinking, who's a good president, who's a bad president. You know, that's not up to them to be teaching that in school. That's something people need to be able to decide on their own, not have somebody in school teach you that this is a bad guy because we don't like him politically. That's just wrong. That's not what my tax dollars. I don't want my tax dollars going to teach some kid what the political nuances of the teachers. That's not any, you know, keep your political points of view to yourself. So, at any rate, that ought to be a head shaker for most of you. 44:45, actually, half the hour on the DJV program.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, fighting listener fatigue here on the DJV program. Here's some travel news. Those of you who have flown on KLM, Royal Dutch airline, belongs to the people of Holland. They apologized for a tweet. Somebody asked them which of the plane's seats are the safest. And so they compare the fatality rates of different parts of the plane, including a caption that reads, quote, seats at the back of the plane are the safest. Quote, we would like to apologize for a recent update. The post was based on a publicity flyer available. It isn't a KLM option for you to know. The tweeting, this is, I mean, it really is true that the back of the plane is the safest. If anybody had ever asked me that, I'd say the same. I want to sit in the front because more comfortable. But you're wondering who survives in
circumstances. Well, if the plane splits in half, we all have problems. In the front, right. In the back, right. In the middle, right. Wherever it is.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're going down, like the people who survived that United flight that landed in the cornfield in Iowa 25, 30 years ago, the ones who survived are in the back, not in the front, other than the pilots in the cockpit. Most of the people who died were right in that first part of the plane. So, I mean, that's
either way, I think it's pretty stupid for an airline to be tweeting about
smart.
That kind of stuff at
yeah.
all. You
yeah.
know?
Right. Just, yeah. You don't, yeah, that's not, this is not smart.
That was a dumb social media intern's idea. Like, oh, wouldn't this be funny,
yeah.
guys? Let's press send.
It was also hashtag Tuesday Trivia, so that was what their Tuesday Trivia was.
What, at the airline, they have a thing called Tuesday Trivia, really?
Everyone does. The internet has Tuesday Trivia. It's like hashtag
oh, really?
Throwback Thursday. Yeah, and so Tuesday Trivia, that was what their tweet was. Not good.
I didn't know that. Where have I been? How come I didn't know that?
Not on the internet, apparently.
Ten, really? You think? 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, author of the book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. You can find that by going to moneypit.com. Find out more about the radio program, the podcast, heard every week by millions of listeners around the country. One of my dear radio friends. One of the reasons that I like you is because you're a real human being. And this is just sort of an aside. Tommy... Yeah. Has become big time in the scout world. And I sometimes, when I was at your birthday party a couple of weeks ago, I don't know whether it was your wife, I'm trying to remember who, and I got engaged in this conversation about you and the scouts. And no, it was a friend of yours who was there, who was a scout guy as well. And I said, to me, it looks like you guys have more fun or are more into this than some of the kids. It seems to me there's an adult kind of group here. Yes,
yeah. Well, certainly there's a real passionate group of adults that support scouting throughout the world. And today I'm at a very, very special event, Doug. This is the 2019 World Scout Jamboree. Now, the World Scout Jamboree is held somewhere in the world every 4 years. And the last time it was held in the United States was 52 years ago. And today it opens in West Virginia. We are at the summit. The Bechtel Reserve Summit, which is one of the Boy Scouts' high adventure bases. This is a phenomenal facility here. And we're welcoming 40,000 scouts and 9,000 volunteers from 170 countries across the world. They're all arriving. Well, the volunteers have been here for weeks, but the scouts are arriving today by the busload, checking in, and then setting up their camps for the time of their life. They're going to have such an amazing opportunity here to experience adventure and scouting and friendship like never before.
All right, so let's digress from the money pit routine for a moment to find out more about this. I'm trying to figure out the logistics of 40,000 youngsters coming to one site, no matter how big this park is or this facility is. Do they all sleep in tents? Are you sleeping in a tent?
Yes, I am. I'm in a four-man tent. It's kind of like an army tent. Like, you know, you can walk into this. You don't have to kind of crawl into this. But the kids are actually two people, and even they're adult volunteers, so they're scoutmasters. They're two people to a three-person tent. So they have a little bit of room in there over the average. But they're cooking their own food. The Jamboree food team will deliver them the materials that they need to cook, and they're preparing their own meals. They'll start each day by choosing an area that they'd like to visit. There are cultural areas. There are adventure areas. Yesterday I took, now what I'm doing here is I'm helping escort media, working media from around the nation, everyone from local papers up to the big networks as they're going to be covering this. And you're going to be seeing a lot of news coverage coming out of the Jamboree over the next 2 weeks, really, almost. We're here for about 10 days of activities. And we took the escort team all around the site yesterday and show them all the program areas so they knew what was here and what was available to show the news media when they come. And all the program directors are just so excited. And we're talking about, you know, a zip line that is over a half mile long in one of the areas. We've got the canopy tours. We've got the skate park is the size of an aircraft carrier. And I am not kidding. It is that big. They've got four Olympic-sized pools here where they're teaching these kids scuba. I mean, experiences that they've never, ever had, could never have many times where they're coming from. They're having that experience here in West Virginia. And the World Scout Jamboree is actually co-sponsored by the Boy Scouts of America, the Canadian Scouts, and Mexico. So we have three nations that partnered together to do this. And in terms of logistics, you're absolutely right. It boggles the mind, the complexity of getting 170 nations to West Virginia to experience this event.
And so who pays for the kids? Pay in their own way? Do they have certain ways of getting money or earning credit so that they can come? How does that all fit together?
Yeah, all of the kids, or all of the scouting, we call them contingents, the countries, they're all paying their own way. I know there's a sliding scale on the actual event cost based on where some of the kids are coming from to make it possible to bring them here, for them to get here. But, you know, something else, even the volunteers, myself and the other 9,000 volunteers, we're paying our own way in terms of the expense, to cover the expense of feeding and housing us here. So everyone digs deep into their heart. They dig deep into their wallet to make sure these kids can have the time of their life.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'll be looking forward to seeing some press on the World Scout Jamboree in West Virginia, and I'll look for you, and I want to see you in that uniform, frankly. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit talking about his experience with the Boy Scouts.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.